of the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesdays at this time, we get together with our exercise guru. She is the queen. We have all kinds of queens here. Richie, did you notice that? We have Roberta, who's the queen of cheap.
Yeah.
Jennifer is the queen of love.
Yeah.
And we have Andrea, who's the queen of fitness.
And what kind of queen are you?
Why do you find that amusing?
Thank you for pitching me a softball. Yeah, total softball.
Yeah, it was a setup. All right, so Andrea Metcalf is the person who's written the book Naked Fitness, and that gets a lot of attention. She does a lot of radio and television, does a lot of writing because she is good at what she does. She has with her one of her clients. She's actually here in Los Angeles, not with me. As a matter of fact, she didn't even tell me she was here, so she avoided the opportunity to get a free meal. I thought you were an expert at that.
I know. I said the way that it's easy to make money when you're single is just go on lots of dates.
That's it.
But I'm in Laguna Beach, Doug. That's kind of a ways from you.
Listen, everything's accessible on the 405 if you don't mind waiting a while in traffic. It's easy to find Laguna Beach.
Well, I have no car, but I'm here until Wednesday, so offer's open tonight.
By tonight, I'll be in New York.
Oh, great. Thank you.
There we go. All right, so you have one of, who do you have there with you? I'm interested to know what the story is with Marissa.
Well, you know, I have a reality weight loss show in Chicago called Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, where we pay people $10 for every pound they lose. Mm-hmm. And so the retreat in Laguna found out about us and said, we'd love for you to come out for, you know, a couple of days and experience California weight loss, which Marissa Martin here is one of the clients on the show. Say hi, Marissa. Good morning. And tell them a little bit about yourself, what you do, and how much weight you've lost in 7 weeks.
Okay. I am Marissa Martin. I live in Chicago, work downtown at an executive search firm, manage a bunch of recruiters, and I was at a corporate yoga class and met Stephanie Manser, who's actually my trainer on the show, and she was looking for a client for the show, and I was lucky enough to be picked. So we've got 12 weeks to lose as much weight as possible. Well, we want to lose 30% of our body, and that's my goal for right now. And so we work out every day, and in 7 weeks, I'm over halfway there. I've lost 43 pounds.
Good heavens.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Good. So, Marissa, how do you think, if you don't mind, I do kind of want to know how you get to where you got. Why do you think you went down the street that you have gone down, and then now you've awakened to the fact that this is something that you want to fix. So I want you to relate to people who are listening to this program who may have the same experience as you do.
Sure. I'm from a large Irish Catholic family. Meat and potatoes are every meal. Drinking Miller Lights every night. I mean, we're a family that...
Hey, God love you, woman.
We have a good time, I think, you know, I played sports all through grade school and high school. I was really active. College, started drinking, and never kind of stopped with eating whatever I wanted because I never had to think about it beforehand. And that continued through graduation. As I started working and kind of, you know, sitting every day, I wasn't as active, and the weight kind of just slowly started to pour on.
Yeah.
And I got to a point, you know, in the past couple of years where I was knowing that it was going to be something that I needed to take care of. I knew I'd get to that point, but last year, unfortunately, my dad died of a heart attack at 58 out of nowhere, and that was a wake-up call for my entire family, and we have all, it's pretty interesting, actually, this show's been really inspiring for a lot of people, even beyond just, you know, what people have done already because of my dad, but this was my chance to really do something, and I'm the type of person that when I do something, I go all in, so this is kind of a very, very lucky moment in my life.
You know, I told you a story once, Andrea, about a woman that I met down in Florida. And as I listen to Marissa tell her story, it sounds very, very similar to the story of the woman that I met in Florida a number of years ago. And I was working there who figured out that she was big and she had been an athlete in school and didn't like it. She got sedentary and she was afraid. One of the things, and I wonder, Marissa, if that's how you find yourself, you're afraid to go out, be in the public, looking for men, dates, whatever, expecting to have, you know, a normal life. And it had a major impact on her. So she went to the gym. She developed an extraordinary body. And she weighed at one point 230 pounds. Got down to 150 or 60, but looked magnificent. And as a matter of fact, she kind of looked like Andrea, a little heavier than Andrea, but that,
okay,
you know, that kind of stuff.
And well, so, you know, Doug, let me jump in for a second, yeah, because I think what's really important to note, especially with Marissa, is the weight and the outward appearance from working with many overweight clients isn't their main focal point, because they have so many other areas of their life that they're excelling in. Mm-hmm. You know, Marissa was doing great at her job. She is extremely witty and fun to be around. She's a, you know, gregarious person, so people love her and see so much fun. But when your health isn't tied in with all of those properties of relationship and finance and self-confidence, weight will be a precluder from you getting to your best potential.
Yep.
And you see Marissa's attitude. She's very comfortable, but she is changing. And losing 40 pounds, there's a definite, you know, she had on a dress last night. I'm like, oh, that dress is a little baggy. She goes, I know, I had to put a belt on. I've never worn it before. So I think the thing that anyone that's overweight out there is, when you are ready, it will start to happen that you realize that when your health is really good and the weight comes off, so much more can happen. Marissa, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think that that's true for what you had said for many, many people. I think I'm a different type of person, that I've always been very confident, and my weight has never held me back from anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for my health, obviously.
Right.
But, yeah, like Andrea said, my life is in a really, really good place. I'm very comfortable in my skin. I've always, you know, met guys. Have I met the right guys? No.
No.
But,
you know, yeah.
I've met a lot of guys and things like that, and I've got a very successful career. Health was missing. And for me now, it's that one piece of the puzzle that I feel like, wow, this is just opening up my eyes into a whole new level of my highest self. So I'm feeling really, really good, and I'm really excited for the next 5 weeks.
Marissa, let me ask you this. I lost 30 or 40 pounds a couple of years ago, and one of the things that I was aware of before I started, because my exercise of choice was Taekwondo, is whether I was ready, you know, my knees or, you know, something like that, whether I was going to get hurt some way and kind of take it easy. Have you had any?
I was going to just say, that's been my biggest fear, is being hurt. But I was, you know, we have a couple of doctors on my team, and we made sure that I was good to go from the start. And my trainer, Stephanie, has been really good about gearing me up to before. I didn't run until the fifth week, you know. Yeah. So really,
and yesterday we did a 13-mile hike through the mountains in a rainstorm of mud. So we all had a little bit of balance training coming down hills that were really slick.
That sounds fun.
Some people's balance were better than others. I slid 5 feet, and then I T-bowed at one point and took a knee.
So we were talking about this a little bit ago, and you said only in California would we do this kind of program. What are you doing that is so Californian?
Well,
the way that you're talking about going up, and you wouldn't do that at this time of year anyplace else but California.
Running in the rain, though.
Andrea Metcalf, who's our fitness guru, is here, and she's taping part of her Chicago television program, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, which is sort of an offshoot of The Biggest Loser, in a manner of speaking. People aiming at a better life, losing weight, getting themselves in shape. Marissa Morton is here with her, and we have some great stories here. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I want to tell everybody who just came in what we were doing here. Richie, go back to what you were saying.
Well, I just want to know what the California style of exercise that you're doing that is so different is.
Well, it's Marissa Martin, and then the other client that's here, Talison Pastak, just woke up. It's 5 a.m. here in California. So I think the thing that's really interesting is we don't get the opportunity in Chicago to be able to get out into nature and really do some hiking. And to go out and be pretty aggressive and do a five-hour hike the first day here, I'm not quite sure that the clients were ready for that, but they did beautifully. And I think it was just a testament to when you're really asked to do something, it happens, and you realize inside that you can move forward. Now, we also did a RAD, Rejuvenating and Detoxifying circuit yesterday, which included, you know, drinking alkaline Kangen water, then went on the power plate for some oxygen vibration training, did ionization of your feet to get out the toxin minerals. Then we went on a hydro water bed, an infrared dry sauna, which is not as warm as a typical sauna, and then did a refresh filtered water shower. So that's not something typically we go through all that whole process in Chicago.
Filtered water shower.
If I can just add in, you know, when we're here in California, we're doing these hikes and everyone's excited, and we went out to a beautiful dinner last night that was all very healthy, gluten-free, dairy-free at Nirvana Grill. And, you know, I think about when people come to Chicago, we might take them at the top of the Willis Tower and then go out for either Chicago-style hot dogs, pizza, or, you know, a steak and potatoes.
Yeah,
so
this
is a kind of different trip for me.
Yeah, very cool.
It is very cool. So an inspiration.
We're city girls, too, so.
Yeah, so you need to get out and about.
Doug, and I think you just said the word inspiration. You see all of these shows on now, The Biggest Loser and this show with Andrea, and it shows other people, I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
And that's why it's good. That's why it's helpful. That's why it is successful. So is there a way, Andrea, if we go to nakedfitness.com or andreamitchell.com, past episodes of Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, is that downloadable? Is it something that we can find on a podcast somewhere?
Yeah, you can actually see the shows are up on YouTube. Our website is called Paid to Lose It, and Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is on Facebook. But if you just go to YouTube and put in Andrea Metcalf, you'll be able to find the videos, or if you put in any of those things, Put Your Money, Reality Weight Loss, Paid to Lose It. We're up there. We're in our fourth week of airing, so everyone else doesn't really know that Marissa's down over 40 pounds in Chicago. And Tally, you're down 18 pounds now.
I'm down 18 pounds.
So Tally's in back. Give a quick yell out. Tally, say hi.
Hi, my name is Tally.
Hi, Tally.
Hi, Tally.
sounds like we're having a pajama party.
Yeah, we're missing the party.
Oh, there's a great visual. You got three girls in pajamas in a pull-out sofa bed overlooking the ocean right now, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds very charming.
So you want to go to New York?
Your timing is impeccable. Thank you. All right, so Andrea, check out her website and all the things. This is great stuff, and there's a lot
very
of it
cool.
That adds, as Richie said, to the inspiration that's necessary for people to come around and want to change. It sounds like Marissa has a wonderful life, but she's also aware of what problems down the road might be presented by her being the way she is. So let's fix it, and that's what this is about. So great. Marissa, nice to speak with you. And Andrea, always a pleasure. Very inspirational, and that's what we like. Inspiration here on Good Day. It's 20 past the hour.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right. Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up. It's free. And this month, you can win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. For legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada, clean flags, no. And 329 local rules is ConstantContact.com.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
friends. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovine.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, appearance of Roberta Fasanelli on Jimmy Fallon's program last night because the boss was on the show. We were talking earlier about how, and this applies to what Andrea Metcalf and her friend Marissa were talking about. You get a goal, you set your sights on something, you decide you're going to do something, and there's nothing stopping you.
And Roberta's goal is to stalk Bruce Springsteen.
Absolutely is over the top with Bruce Springsteen. So last night, she's on the show, and they do the Bruce Springsteen thing. And then after that, Brian Williams, who apparently is a big Boss fan as well, no relation
huge
to Wendy Williams, by the way,
yep,
is there, and Roberta set up what his act was.
Well, he came out and actually like kind of did a parody of a newscast, but did it in rap with Jimmy Fallon. It was absolutely hysterical. I mean, he's a very serious newsman, and yet he can really poke fun at himself and poke fun at
He comes across as being
world.
A snob, a news snob.
Which he's not. Yeah. He's in the pit with us at Bruce concerts all the time, and he'll be dancing right next to you. I mean, the guy is terrific. Yeah.
All right. So here is Brian. I was going to say Bruce Williams. Brian Williams from NBC News doing a rap version of last night's news.
NBC Nightly News, also the host of Rock Center right here on NBC, and I, too, want to slow jam this news.
Hit me 3 times!
After years of insisting they undermine our very democracy, President Obama recently changed course in regards to super PACs, political action committees, which can independently raise unlimited funds for a candidate.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like the president goes both ways on this issue. I ain't mad. Nothing wrong with a campaign getting an insertion of backdoor cash, but be careful. When corporations pay for favors, they expect you to put out policies that they like. Nasty.
Corporate money's used for attacking. So Obama changed his stance to show he's super packing.
Now, for his part, President Obama claims he would be at a huge financial disadvantage if he runs against a GOP challenger who's already been taking in millions from these super PACs.
Take it from my man, Williams. Obama's relationship with super PACs is finally consensual. Corporate sugar daddies now have permission to get all permissionary and leave a few million dollars on the nightstand, you dig?
Corporations and politics is a dangerous game. Like Chris Brown reuniting with, what's her name?
Although the Supreme Court paved the way for these super PACs, some Democrats assert the president should stand by his initial opinion that unlimited corporate money could erode the foundation of our democracy.
You ain't lying, Brad Wills. so many singles getting tucked into the candidates' G-strings. The super PACs are getting super freaky. It's a super PAC, super PAC, the super PACing.
Yeah. Despite the barrage of criticism, the president maintains he's got to accept the reality of these super PACs if he wants the battle for the White House to be a fair fight.
I can't believe you came up here talking about super packages, Bridewell I am. You keep that kinky stuff on Rock Central. Besides, we all know when it comes to super PACs, you love to give.
I don't give, Jimmy.
Oh, so you receive?
You're a mess, Jimmy.
You kinky Brian Williams.
It's better to give than receive.
Super PACs are making this year's election night.
Nice to be in a PAC, man, is getting super pranky.
The money is flowing. The war chests are growing. But it's just the way USA should be going. The more money decides with man.
You know, it's fun. But it's also right on in a way that some people may understand better what the problem is of PACs overpowering the political landscape. Brian Williams with Jimmy Fallon last night. Also, the boss was there, a little rapping on the news, if you will. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Conversation of the Nation. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Helpful and at the same time oblivious to some of the things that are part and parcel of the conversation. And I'm happy that that is the case because I think a lot of the things that are going on that I heard somebody go off late last night on the other Costa Allegra, another one of the ships like the Costa Concordia, which is still on its side in the Mediterranean Sea. There was a fire on the Costa Allegra. Belongs to the same company that owns the Costa Concordia. It was stranded off the coast of the Seychelles Islands, about 200 miles, and that's where all the Somali pirates are. Good place for you to have a fire and the engine would blow up. Okay, so people are talking about that.
You get bored at ARG.
When is National Pirates Day, by the way?
It was just a few months ago.
Talk like a pirate day, yeah.
Yeah, talk like a pirate
ARG,
day.
Give me some of that buffet.
Roberta Mazzanelli.
ARG, meet you on the Lido deck.
Yeah.
ARG, what's the entertainment tonight?
ARG. I'll show you my Lido. All right, anyway. So it's 25 before the hour. 2020 news quiz time. Ready?
Sure.
This is an historical, not hysterical, memory. I'm going to give you two items, and they are both related. You figure out what the relation is. Denver International Airport and the Big Dig.
Got it.
They are related for what nebulous reason? 800-510-8255. It was on this date, by the way, in 1995, that the Denver airport, the new one, opened after 16 months of delays. The reason that it's here is because it's in the same category as the Big Dig. What is that category? 800-510-8255. And there's a postscript to that about borrowing money that deserves a little of our attention. 800-510-8255. So the question is, you can figure out before 20 before the hour. Swell. Call us at 800-510-TALK. What is the reason these two are tied together for consideration? Denver International Airport and the Big Dig. 800-510-8255. Also at DougSteffen.com today, along with a lot of the stories of the day, which you're going to get to, I have a couple of things I want to underscore. First, though, a political ad. The video of the day today has a focus on a new candidate running for the Senate right there, Richie, in your state of Virginia.
Okay.
The candidate's name is Hank, and Hank is a cat. So if you would like to grace us with the audio from the video of the day, you got to see this video, as is the case with all of our videos. There's something clever,
classic,
kind of cute about the video, and this is no exception. Hank the Cat.
America is the greatest land of all. A land where all people can live free, can learn, can work, and can rise up to unlimited opportunities for themselves and their families. We need a politician who embodies these ideals and will work to make sure America stays the greatest land of all. Vote Hank for U.S. Senate.
And then it just goes to a shot of Hank.
A picture, right. So who is actually, Rockefeller is West Virginia. Who's the senator who's up this year in Virginia, Richie? Up for election.
It would be Jim Webb.
Jim who?
Webb.
Jim Webb, okay, yep. He's not really distinctive. He hasn't done a lot. He's not a household name like many other senators are. So he's obviously a placeholder.
And Mark Warner. That's Mark. The other one, yeah.
Mark Warner is John Warner's son, right? They're running.
No.
Warner was the governor, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he was way on the other side of the fence.
Right. So Warner, are they running against each other, these two guys?
No, Webb and Mark Warner. No.
Well, they aren't both running at the same time. So one.
No, Webb is up, and Makaka. Who's the Makaka guy? Remember, he got. He's running again. Allen, George Allen.
Great. All right. What is it about Virginia? I guess that'd be my comment.
You know who's running for our friend, Reverend, he had the show here before you did. I was his producer.
Oh, the black guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
him too.
Yeah, him. Him. All right. Anyway, I'm trying to remember the guy's name. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, we're talking about what the deal is, the comparison, if you will, Big Dig and Denver International. There's not really. Yeah, there's a comparison because they both fall into the same kettle of fish. What would that be? Speaking of governments, the Slovakian Republic naming a new bridge they're building connects Slovakia with Austria. And the bridge is going to be named after Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Norris, whose real name is not Norris. I believe he's a Slovakian. I think that's
really.
He's 82 years old. Imagine the shape this guy's in.
Yeah, he's in good shape still.
Yeah, he is. I believe that's the way it works. But the story in detail is at DougStefan.com. All right, so we've got this. Should we answer this question before we get to another item that is serious and compelling and concerning from DougStefan.com? We have to have at least one farm story a day, and this is it. Meanwhile, let's see if we can put these two together. Here's George, first of all. I've got two Floridians, Richie. First up on the screen is George in Marathon. Hi, George.
Good morning.
Morning. What is the comparison, or why are they in the same sentence, Denver International Airport and the Big Dig?
Cost overruns.
All right. That is, you're not wrong, but we need to go further than that. Bob, who's up in St. Augustine, you want to add to that, Bob?
I might find it difficult to add to that, but it is cost overruns, city cost overruns.
All right. The reason you're both not wrong, you are right, but the connection is that they have been named the number one and number two costliest boondoggles in the history of the country. The overrun at DIA cost $16 billion to fix. $16 billion. It is the most expensive airport ever built, the most expensive airport to go in and out of. It is a disgusting testament to the realities of corruption, crime, cronyism. And the Big Dig is only behind by about $1 billion. The Big Dig went over budget by $14.9 billion from what originally it was supposed to cost. And they, too, have the distinction, those two, Denver Airport and the Big Dig in Boston, the distinction of being the most costly boondoggles the federal government has ever gotten involved in. Can you imagine? Between the two of them, over $30 billion on top of what it was supposed to cost to build them in the first place. And they both, we were all told, taxpayers were told, these projects cost $4, $5, $6 billion tops. So both of them cost over $20 billion.
In 1985, they estimated the Big Dig would cost $2.6 billion and be completed in 1998. Oops.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. 16 billion dollars later. Those are the two most expensive messes that your federal tax dollars have gone to.
And how much of that was due to corruption?
Well, I'll give you one example. In Boston, there was a friend of the mayor's at the time who had a parking lot. And the parking lot was purchased by the city of Boston for $5.5 million. The parking lot was never used, and at the end of the Big Dig, the guy got it back free from the city. He was paid $5.5 million, supposedly as a lease purchase by the city using federal funds. Parking lot never used and given back to the original owner after the project was completed. How do you like that? With $5.5 million.
I just did a quick search on Big Dig and Denver International Airport, and I got a Cato Institute document, 10 years old, from 2003, 9 years old, talking about other cost, government cost overruns. You want to hear some of the top hits?
Yeah.
The Virginia Mixing Bowl, which is right here outside the Washington, D.C. area.
What is it?
It's where 95 and 495...
When the roadways come together. Yep.
Right. Okay.
Right.
The Seattle light rail system.
Yeah.
The Kennedy Center parking lot. It was supposed to be $28 million in 1998, and it ended up being $88 million.
In Washington.
In Washington, D.C., yeah.
Right.
The Yucca Mountain radioactive waste plant. That was overrun by $2 billion.
Yeah, great.
Hanford nuclear fuel site, a bunch of other energy things.
Yeah.
And defense, the FA-22 Raptor was supposed to be $89 million, went to $248 million. Mm. A bunch of other stuff.
It's disgusting. It really is. All right, so give Bob...
If people were in business, they would be absolutely out of...
Of course they'd be out of business.
Do you think they put those lower prices just to get it passed through, knowing full well it's going to cost so much more?
Yep. And now the president wants to borrow... He says, we were told when the budget... Well, not the budget, but the deficit or the borrowing, whatever it is, the borrowing limit, the ceiling, was moved up last fall. They were going to cut out, there was a $2.1 trillion increase, and they're going to cut out $2.1 trillion. Now they're going to go back for some more after only 6 months. How can you elect somebody who does this?
Horrible.
How do you do this? How can you support this?
Here's two others, Doug, that hit right home for you.
Yeah.
The 1996 farm law.
Yeah.
Over 7 years was supposed to cost $46 billion. It ended up at $118 billion.
Yeah, great.
And the International
Space
Station.
Who got the money? All the big corporate farms.
Right. And the International Space Station was supposed to cost $17 billion and ended up costing
$30 billion. Yeah. Great. All right. So there's some food for thought. Another farmer faces a prison term for feeding his customers. Stand by for that story here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is... Honey, are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, so from the Queen of Cheat today, you can get IHOP pancakes free. Mm-hmm. And you also...
all day?
Yeah. And then you can visit Vitacost, save some money that way. Roberta, please explain a vous, s'il vous plaît.
Well, IHOP has National Pancake Day, so they're giving away pancakes all day, and they ask you to make a small donation to the Children's Miracle Network. And Vitacost is a really cool website because you can get all the things that you need, like better household essentials, your health and beauty products, your vitamins, supplements, even natural. And you can get it all at up to 50% off. And the part I like best, spend $49, which isn't hard to do at any place. And they ship it to your door free, so you save gas, you save time. You get up to 50% off. You get that free delivery for $49 or more. All you have to do is go to Vitacost.com. It takes the cost out of healthy living, Doug.
All right. The FDA's reign of terror against family farms who are serving the needs of their customers is now focused in Wisconsin, where a farmer faces a federal lawsuit this week. The decision on your part is to figure out whether you want to be able to choose the food you eat or not.
Mm.
The farmer's name is Vernon Hirschberger. He's being dealt with about as unjustly as anybody that I've seen, and I've told you these stories before. This is Baraboo, Wisconsin, where a lot of people are going to meet on Friday when this guy goes on trial. He is in court charged with 4 misdemeanors that could land him in jail for 3 years, fines of over $10,000. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture targeted him for supplying a private buying club with fresh milk and other farm products he grows. These are called CSAs. People joined expecting to get a retail farm product. This guy supposedly doesn't have a license. He, lawyers and all, say he doesn't need a license because he provides foods to paid members of his private buying club. They have been watching this guy, listen to this, for 3 years. How much money do you think has been wasted chasing this guy around? And by the way, I can tell you, I can give you a list of hundreds of farmers who are doing the same thing. So, and this
offers, going to be knocking on your door this afternoon looking for that list, I'm sure.
You know what? I got to tell you something. I'm so sick, and this should be another item. We should be talking about food choice in the campaign this year. I mean, why is this going on? Why is this going on in the United States of America? Ask yourself that question when you're thinking about who you're voting for. 51 after the hour on today. Hey,
hey. listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Remember how much we liked this when we first heard it last year? How many people remember this Randy Newman song from the movie Toy Story 3? Won the Oscar for the Best Original Song last year on the Oscars. We Belong Together. Remember this, Richie? How fun?
I do.
Crank the Shuffers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun song. Like a Van Morrison song.
It sure does. It sounds very good.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm not shy.
All right, so we get into movie moments with movie music. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to review some of the movie news. Did you see the story about the Hunger Games? What do you know about that? Big movie coming out?
Well, I know it's based on a couple best-selling novels. They're going to make 4 films out of it. The advance ticket sales are very, very, very strong. It's going to have a huge opening.
So what is there about this?
That could be another like Twilight type of huge front-loaded audience.
Really? So what is it about? I'm sorry, I don't know culturally what this is all about. This Suzanne Collins wrote the books.
I'm not that familiar with it either, other than judging by the trailer, it appears to be about a futuristic society where the star Jennifer Lawrence is initiated into some sort of game where she's hunted.
Yeah.
That's why it's called The Hunger Games, I mean, the trailer looks pretty good. And I just want to point out, speaking of the Oscars, 39.3 million people watched the Oscars Sunday night. That's up almost 2 million viewers year to year. I got the prediction, Doug. My gut feeling tells me that's the last time we'll see Billy Crystal as the host. It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
You know, in retrospect, it sort of felt like one of the greatest athletes of all time coming back out of retirement.
Yeah.
To play, and he was good, but not great, and right. I just think that'll be the end.
Eddie Murphy, they could figure out how to get Eddie Murphy to do it once, that'd be kind of cool. They can get over all their egos there. So we've got more reviews and thoughts about the Oscars. We have time for a quick contest here, Richie, I believe, do we not?
Sure, let's do it quickly.
All right, this was the number one movie during this week in 2005, so go back 7 years, see if you can remember this movie.
8 out of 10 women believe that the first kiss will tell them everything that they need to know about a relationship.
Got it.
Yeah, let's see if my brother gets it.
I didn't even see it.
Really?
I got it.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Know the movie? Get the prize. If you've never won on Movie Moments before, here's your second chance at
starting. No matter what, no matter when, no matter who, any man has a chance to sweep any woman off her feet. Just needs the right broom.
Yeah, you should know what it is by now. If you know it, you know it. 800-510-TALK. Here's the last clue.
Just remember, she is already out with you. That means she said yes when she could have said no. That means she made a plan when she could have just blown you off. So that means it is no longer your job to try to make her like you. It is your job not to mess it up.
All right, my hint is UPS. How's that for a hint, Chucker?
Good hint, Doug.
All right, 800-510-8255. Answer in Chucker's Movie News in a moment.
Did you know that taking just a few minutes for your mouth every day can help you establish healthy habits for a lifetime? Hi, I'm Gretchen Bleiler, and as a pro snowboarder, keeping a healthy body from your head down to your toes is a big part of who I am. Brushing alone actually misses 75% of your mouth. I'm here today to remind you that your mouth is an important part of your body, and taking minutes a day to brush, floss, and rinse with a therapeutic mouthwash is critical for the health of your mouth. A complete oral care routine, which includes a 30-second rinse each morning and night, is essential for getting rid of germs that cause plaque and gingivitis. I'm proud to be partnering with the makers of Listerine and Reach to support the American Heart Association's My Heart, My Life Healthy Living Initiative, a program aimed at encouraging Americans to adopt heart-healthy behaviors to lead a healthier life. To read more about the My Heart, My Life Initiative, visit www.heart.org/myheartmylife. And to learn more about how you can improve your oral care routine, check out Listerine.com.
Hi, Chucker. Movie News today. What's the scoop?
All right, Doug, although advanced tracking is somewhat much softer than Disney would like, its adventure film John Carter was screened in advance to select critics last weekend, and the results were actually very, very positive. Most of the fanboy sites seem to love the movie. Hopefully, it'll get good word of mouth. You got to root for films that they spend $200, $250 million to
do
well.
It looks unbelievably violent, like that new Transformer Trojan God or
whatever. Yeah, somewhat. Yeah. And to coincide Titans. With the Titanic re-release, 20th Century Fox announced that it will release the Poseidon Adventure on Blu-ray April 3rd. The news for me is I love it.
I know, you love that. Chris is in Mobile, Alabama, listening to WABB. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is Hitch.
Hitch, number one. This week with Will Smith and Kevin James, thus the UPS reference. Pretty clever of me to put that out there, Chris, don't you think?
I think it was.
I was convinced. I give him a small prize, Richie. Sure. 59 passed on Good Day.
Sure.